And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:41. Today's Monday, January 29th, and I'm your host, Josh Engel. We got conductor Terry Lowry in the studio with us today. We are chatting about the Carroll Symphony Orchestra's Masterwork Concert coming up very soon, February 9th, at the County Performing Arts Center. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. This is not a show you're going to want to miss. If you were just tuning in, Terry and I were chatting a bit about what folks can expect about the show, which we'll go into that in more detail shortly, but also about the immense amount of support that this community puts towards young musicians, young composers, and the results of that support is very inspiring. We're going to get to see some of that at the Masterworks concert coming up. Terry, let's just jump right back into it. You mentioned a few of the pieces that you'll be doing, a little Beethoven, a little Sibelius. If you could, perhaps we could flesh that out a little bit, maybe give listeners a bit of a few reasons as to why they should not be missing the February 9th concert.
Well, it's just great, great music. And sometimes, well, I believe that people in general create, you know, make a relationship with music at home, alone, riding in the car, listening to headphones, on their earbuds, whatever. And then they want to go to a concert to enjoy it in person, you know, but they've already got a relationship with it. You know, they love Taylor Swift's music, and then they go hear a Taylor Swift concert. You don't go to a Taylor Swift concert and go, I wonder what this is all about. You know, you already know.
Yeah.
And that's a little harder with orchestral music because it's so old. Here's the thing, is that it came about. The type of music that we tend to play had its start before there was cinema, before there were movies. So we go to a movie now, and it's a two-hour thing, right? We sit for 2 hours. Well, before that, people went to hear an orchestra concert or an opera, and they sat for 2 hours and listened to music. So our forms and the type of music that we tend to play tends to be longer forms. It's the musical equivalent to sitting down with a big juicy prime rib or a big plate of lasagna or something, right? We live in a world where we tend to get short snippets. We hop in a car, we got 5 minutes, let's turn on something short form, like a Taylor Swift song, you know, something shorter. It's kind of like, you know, when you go to a ball game, you want a hot dog or a hamburger, you're not going to sit down with a prime rib or a lasagna at the high school football
yeah,
game.
Sushi, yeah.
It doesn't mean that you like a hamburger or hot dog better than a prime rib or a lasagna. It's just, when I'm sitting there in the stands, I just give me a hamburger. It's a little easier to eat. And we're that way with our music, right? So finding the time in our schedules to sit and listen to a piece of music that might be 20 minutes long, you know, is not the easiest thing for a lot of people. And so over the years, the music becomes less and less familiar. When I was growing up, there were cartoons that had classical music in the background, and you learned all these themes. You know, you learn this, dig it up, dig it up, dig it up, 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 dig it up, dig it up, dig it up,
Vigaro,
up, up.
Vigaro.
That's right, right. But the one I just sang, that's the Lone Ranger thing, right? At least you knew it. Well, it's actually from an opera by Rossini called The William Tell. And I'm sure back in the 50s, the opera guys were going, oh my God, they think this is a cartoon. And now we're like, well, they don't even know it at all. So I wish they did know it was the Lone Ranger. Well, anyway, we do a lot of outreach programs, and we go into schools, and we go into nursing homes, and we go just all over the place, and we help them make music. You know, we do things where they get creative and they get to sing and participate. And in doing that, we often play music for them to kind of get them started. And over the past year, the music that I've been playing in a lot of these schools included an excerpt from the William Tell Overture. And so after doing this for a while, we started asking the kids, hey, when you come to hear us play, is there a piece you'd like to hear? And the overwhelming favorite was that. So we're playing this thing because a bunch of elementary school kids asked us to.
They have so much fun.
Which I think is cool. You know, you've got, you know, for thousands of kids hear us do these little talks in their schools, and we say to them, okay, of all the music you've heard, what would you like to hear if you were to come to a concert? William Tell, William Tell, William Tell. So we're going to play it. We're going to start the show off with the William Tell Overture at the request of a whole bunch of elementary school kids.
The happy kids.
And 600 of them are going to come hear it on Friday morning, which is fantastic. So that's the first thing you'll hear when you come to the show. You're going to hear the Lone Ranger theme, you know, if you will. And then we're going to go into the Seventh Symphony of Sibelius. And when I say the Seventh Symphony of Sibelius, very few people are going to know what the heck I'm talking about. Even musicians, because it doesn't get performed all that often. And so a lot of our players are performing it for the very first time. And they're excited. They can't wait, you know, because they heard recordings of it, but they haven't had a chance to play it yet. And it really is a fantastic piece of music. I was listening to it with my 8-year-old over the weekend, and he came up with this story about it. And he kept wanting to hear it over and over again. Now, this is a 20-minute piece. And I bet we listened to it 5 times in a row. And he had this whole story of how, in his mind, this piece of music was about the planet Earth. And the beginning starts with the bang. And then the whole, you know, it's got this rock just floating through space. And eventually it starts to collide with other rocks. And then it gets close to our sun and it hits this other planet and collides and goes into our orbit. He knows all the science stuff from school.
That's advanced physics.
He's 8 years old. And then eventually, you know, the ice melts and water forms and there's fish and then there's animals and there's dinosaurs and the asteroid hits and then there's people. He had all this stuff mapped out at exactly the right spot in the music. And by the 4th or 5th time of hearing it, he could anticipate exactly when it's coming. And he loved it. And so, you know, you may not know this piece of music, but it's really an awesome piece of music. And it's actually, it was, I believe, the inspiration for do you remember the 1977, I think it was, Superman movie with Christopher Reeve?
Yeah, Richard Donner's film. Yeah,
yeah. So at the very opening of that, you've got the scene in Krypton where Jor-El, Marlon Brando, is trying General Zod and, you know, two of the other bad guys.
Gotta send my son to the planet Earth.
That's it. So the music that's being played in the background, when you, it looks like this drone shot coming over Krypton. It's like dum dum bum 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 bum. That's Sibelius 7. That's where it comes from. That lick's where it comes from. And when you listen to my 8-year-old, every time he heard one of those things, he's like, okay, here's dinosaurs are roaming the Earth, and here comes the asteroid. I mean, they're kind of these landmark places. So it's a, man, what a great piece of music. And if you've never heard it before, and there's a good chance you haven't, go listen to it. Listen to it now. In fact, listen to Leonard Bernstein's 1988 recording with Vienna. There's a YouTube video, and it's fantastic, or it's on Spotify. You know, sticking in when you're driving to the mall or something. And it's just amazing. And then come hear us play it live. And then we're going to play the 3 pieces by the Young Composer winners. And it's kind of neat. 2 of them have actually put in... Okay, so one was written by this student from Whitesburg, and his music teacher is Katie Bird. And Katie Bird plays in the percussion section of the Carroll Symphony Orchestra. And so he's written a solo for Katie Bird to play on the vibraphone to open up his piece. Now, I hope she's not listening because it's supposed to be a surprise. But he's so excited that his teacher is going to play part of his piece. Same thing.
How trippy for a kid, you know what I mean?
Same thing with an 8th grader from Carrollton Middle School, David Trumbull, who was his 5th grade band director. Plays trumpet in the Carroll Symphony, and he's written a solo for David. So it's fantastic what these kids are doing and how much fun they're having doing it. And then we're going to close the show with Beethoven's 6th Symphony. Beethoven's 6th Symphony, it was written obviously right after the 5th Symphony, duh, but like not just right after, like the day after, because they were both premiered at the same concert back in 1808. And this is really what we call a program symphony, which means that it's not just music. Beethoven actually says, okay, during the first movement, this is what it's like to be walking out in nature. And you got to remember, this is a guy who lived in Vienna in the early 19th century. Think about living in a big overpopulated place with poor plumbing and no decent sewage system and the whole thing. It gets hot in the summer and it's just a nasty place to be, right? To go out into the country for a hike was a real luxury, and it was a real event. We take that for granted here. We all live out in the country. Mm, you know?
Greenbelt.
Carrollton is out in the country, you know, so we take that for granted. But for him, going out in the country was an event. And the whole first movement is just the joy and the feeling of being out in the country. And you hear these little birds flying by and this little shepherd playing a flute in the background, and all that's in the music. And then he comes to this gorgeous spot where he stops at a stream, and he just kind of daydreams and loses himself just watching the water flow by. And then there's like this party at this farmhouse, and he walks up and takes part in this party scene. It's kind of, you know, I think about the line in Sleigh Ride, there's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Brown. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So he hangs out at this farm, and then comes a rainstorm. And man, it is so vivid. The thunder, the lightning, the things that the orchestra does to make this feeling of being in the middle of a real storm. It's you almost feel the rain hitting the back of your neck. It's so realistic. And then once the sun finally comes out, and there's a moment where the sun comes out, there's this kind of song of thanksgiving for the rain at the end. So it's just a fantastic piece, the Sixth Symphony. We call it the Pastoral Symphony because it is, you know, kind of peaceful and outside kind of piece of music. We've in the past few years, we've played Beethoven's Third Symphony, his Fifth Symphony, his Seventh Symphony. And now we're doing the Sixth Symphony. I know everybody's dying to know when we're doing the Ninth Symphony. And we have plans. So that'll be coming before too long. But so that's the program. William Tell Overture, or the theme to the Lone Ranger. The Sibelius Seventh, and you'll recognize a lot of that from Superman. The three Young Composer Competition winners, and then Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, and all of them. I'm just, you know, if you were to ask me what's my favorite piece, I couldn't tell you. I love them all, and I can't wait for people to hear them and get to hear them live. But do listen to them now. Go ahead and turn on your YouTube or your Spotify or whatever. Listen to them now. Get to know them, and then when you come to hear them live, it'll just blow your mind.
Oh, I'm going to be listening to that Sibelius piece on the way to the tag office.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you're blowing my mind because it's so good. And we've talked. I mean,
you'll hear what I'm talking about. I promise you, you will hear what I'm talking about.
I hear the word Sibelius, my mind goes to that proto composition software from like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And so to get to know that it's tied to the Superman film, I can't wait to check it out. Time is 8:53. We'll go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with conductor Terry Lowry as we discuss the February 9th CSO Masterworks Concert at the County Performing Arts Center at 7:30. You don't want to miss it. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school celebrating over 62 years of academic excellence. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us for our 36th annual Spring Gala Saturday evening at 5. Join us for a silent and live auction, cocktail hour, dinner, and dancing. This great Gatsby-themed celebration will be held at the Lions Hill Vineyard in Bremen and is an event not to be missed. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today's Monday, January 29th. And if you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticcommunications.com. You're going to want to hear the whole story of how this February 9th Masterworks concert has come together, a bit of the background on the pieces, the William Tell Orchestra, the Seventh Symphony of Sibelius, got some young composer pieces, as well as wrapping it up with Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, which it sounds... I love how different that sounds as opposed to some of your typical impression when you think about Beethoven. My mind goes to the Fifth or the Ninth, and this sounds like a lovely stroll in the park.
Well, it's absolutely what happened after the breakthrough that happened in the Fifth, which is a whole other talk. You know, if we're going to have this talk, it all started with a girl that dumped him, this depression that lasted like 6 or 8 years. And then
it always
finally,
does.
He broke out of it while he was writing the Fifth, and then he celebrated with the Sixth. So that's another visit.
This is the kind of complex catharsis you can experience at the February 9th Masterworks concert. Do not miss this. Terry, you know, we're blessed with a community that's very supportive of the arts in all her forms.
Yes.
I know that some folks have stepped up to sponsor this event.
Yes.
Is it possible we could give them some love?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we can't do this without our supporters, and we have a fantastic symphony guild with over 100 families in it that have been supporting us for 20 years, and the business community is terrific, and you know, that includes this, you know, also government, the city of Carrollton and the Carrollton Center for the Arts and Carroll County, The Community Foundation of West Georgia, the Brian and Mahala Bain Foundation, Ridley Teal Properties, Tanner Health System, the Warren and Ava Sewell Foundation, 316 Healthcare, Advantage Office Solutions, Alex Rausch Architects, Charlie and Sissy Allman, Bank of America, our Sheriff Terry Langley, Mike Dugan, a very generous supporter of what we do. Cheers, Fine Wines and Spirits, Garrett Robinson Investment, Georgia Power Foundation, Gradic Communications,
hey.
Scott Evans Dodge, Scott Evans Nissan, SMI, Truist, Barry Oxford over Turbo Data Networks, Verida, Steve Adams Company in Villarica, very supportive of the Wells Fargo Foundation, and West Georgia Technical College. I mean, plus, like I said, 100 families in our guild, and the musicians that participate in some of our groups, like, you know, there's the Carroll Symphony Orchestra and the Carrollton Jazz Orchestra, are professional organizations. And then we do what we can to support local people getting to play as often as possible. So we have the Carrollton Wind Ensemble, and those people all contribute. They're all members of the guild. You know, they pay to play. And we have a youth orchestra that's the same way. And so we're really, really blessed with the support. And they know firsthand the power of music. And so we appreciate that. And if any of your listeners would like to support us and help us do what we do, not only presenting concerts, but also with our education outreach programs, just visit our website at mycarolsymphony.com. You can donate online.
And they can also, can they acquire tickets there
as
well?
You get tickets through there. We have a link to our tickets. You get them. Now, we're performing at the Carroll County Schools Performing Arts Center. That's the one over on the bypass. The Carrollton Center for the Arts downtown handles the ticket sales. So I want to make sure people don't get confused about that. 770-838-1083. The Carrollton Center for the Arts is where you buy your tickets.
For the show at the County
but
Performing Arts
Center. But then the show, you drive over to the big hall over near the jail for the concert.
Terry, it's going to be amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the program today to teach our listeners a bit about music. It's always a thrill. To all of you tuned in, we will see you on February 9th at the Masterworks Concert, the County Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Don't miss it. Appreciate you, Terry.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330 FM 106.